Fuck.
Crack open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back to season 2, episode 2 of the Pine Room Podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by...
Oh, you didn't give me a heads up. Subway.
Today's episode is sponsored by...
Depends.
Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody, welcome back to season 2, episode 2. Today's episode is sponsored by Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
It's not.
Let's go.
We are legally obligated to say that we are not sponsored by any of these people.
Besides Depends, they just sent Jubb a care package.
Who
I have my diaper on right now.
What? Cools?
We are sponsored, though.
By who?
Brownie House.
The Brownie House.
Yes, brownies.com, promo code Pine Room at checkout. Job. Look at that monkey that you put with headphones on.
Yeah. If you want to go to yesbrownies.com, you'll hear the mid-roll ad. You can go and use the code Pine Room. Get 20% off your order. I mean, we just got a new shipment of brownies. I can't stop eating them. Cooley can't stop eating them. He's got brownies all over his face. I mean, look at him. He's sick.
I'm fat.
We need to do that. We need to do the Bake Off. We have the make your own brownie kits that they just gave us.
The Great British, the Great Pine Room Bake Off.
Who would win?
Me.
Jubb is really good. Jubb is really
good. He's not a good cook, though.
He's a great cook.
No, he's not.
He does the pizza stuff.
Who'd you get your information from?
Myself. I eat all your food. It's all terrible.
Where'd you hear that?
I didn't hear it. Form my own opinion.
You felt it?
Yeah, I tasted
it. What was bad that I made?
Everything.
What's important to you in a female partner? That she's a really good cook, that she's nice to you, or that she loves you? Pick one.
Or.
No, not that.
Pick out of the three I just...
Well...
Dude, this should be easy.
Well, wait, what was it? If she loves me, but... Then she would automatically be nice to me, right?
No.
No, not technically.
No.
So she's going to be see you next Tuesday all the time? I mean...
Yeah.
So if she's nice to me, is she cheating on me?
Hey, listen to me. Before you pick out of this, out of the three I gave you, an unbelievable cook, she's nice to you, or she loves you. If you have one, you can't have the other two. For your I'm just saying this as for a future...
So she's just mean all the time? If I pick, she loves me?
Yeah.
I don't know how... I mean...
But she could be nice and doesn't love you.
That's not true. Listen, I've seen movie. You ever see that one movie that mom that loves her daughter, but she feeds her pills and makes her paralyzed?
That's not true love.
No, that's terrifying, though.
She loved her because
she didn't.
She loved taking care of her.
No, she's like having control over her. But
yeah, what if that's what your wife loves? Is having?
I don't like that. So that's not what I want.
So what if she blew?
Why don't you just?
I break up with them?
No,
no. You're stuck with them for the next 80
it's
years.
Over. Dude.
I think I'm gonna pick nice. Because I don't want to be with someone that's mean to me all the time.
But what if she's like overly nice? Like talks to you like
cry.
Like she talks to you like a
come
kid.
Here, buddy.
Yeah, she talks to you like a pet.
What's it like if she
good
just loves me?
Good boy. Good boy.
If I pick she loves me, what is that like?
I don't know. I forget.
What do you mean you forget? You came up with it.
I know. I had something going on in my mind.
I don't understand the question because if she's nice to me.
I think the love you is in a totally different category of that. I think it needs to be another word. So she's a really good cook, she's really nice to you, or she smells really good.
What the fuck? I would pick nice to me.
No. Oh.
Dude, well, I had
wait,
great...
Does that mean she smells
bad? She stinks.
Bad?
She's horrible. She stinks.
Oh,
dude,
man.
I had a great question for you guys somewhere in my notes, and I can't find it anywhere.
I'm sure it was absolutely genius.
My facial hair looks good in this camera.
No, anyways, see, what would you pick? Sammy's either a really good cook.
She already is.
Is she?
It's not.
She's unbelievable.
What's she make?
Well,
everything. Go ahead, Cools.
It's a hypothetical, you cornball. So right. She's either a really good cook.
She is.
She either smells really good.
She smells great.
Or she's in super good shape.
She's in great shape.
I'm saying these are hypothetical.
She's
I'm not saying,
he's saying you have to you pick, have to pick one.
I'm not saying
she's already on three.
I'm saying you have to pick one. If she
won. Okay, go ahead. Ask him again.
I fucking forget what I said.
No, it was great cook. Smells good. Or great
whatever
shape.
One you don't pick, she's the opposite of.
So if she's in great shape, she's going to smell horrible.
Yeah, like she works out all the time and smells
like
a pig.
Literal dumpster all the time.
But if she smells good, she looks like Patrick from SpongeBob when he eats all the chocolate.
Yeah.
Well,
she can't cook for shit.
Wow.
Either one of these is going to be terrible because if you pick it, she smells good or she's in good shape. Either one, she either looks like dog shit or smells like dog shit, and she can't cook anything.
Yeah.
So
you can do it.
I mean, selfishly, I guess I'm going to have to go with the cook's good. No, actually.
So then she smells like shit and looks like shit.
Oh,
okay, that's
God.
Messed up. I want her to. She can be in great shape. That's. Wow. Because that's her.
That's shallow.
Like she just stinks all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Like she'd walk in this room and we'd all vomit like that bad.
I think
hypothetical. Every time I've been with you, you smell very good.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's an idiot.
No,
you're in better shape than I would ever hope to be.
I know. I'm just that's a tough one to. That's not.
What about you, Job? Hannah, either a good cook, either smells good, or super good shape.
Oh boy. I probably have to be like good shape because I think I feel like I'd be eventually nose blind, and she doesn't. We don't really are the situation for her to cook yet. So
well,
I probably,
she smells god awful. So you're not getting nose blind.
That's the problem, though. You got to bring her around people. Then
yeah,
it's not just you.
You can bring someone that's not in shape around people.
But in your scenario, you're saying she's the opposite. So she would be horrifically morbidly obese. So you have to probably wheel her in.
Oh, so she's 600 pounds.
Well, you said the opposite. So she's in horrific shape. She's like,
she's got
gout in like her.
She has a beer gut.
She's
with
got
a
like
guys.
She's got like sores on her legs.
Dude, yeah. I had like five great things to talk to you guys.
But
I can't
she
find
smells
them.
Fantastic. Like every time that she comes in the room, she smells fantastic.
Come here.
Wheel on over here.
Boy, you're right by me.
Get it on over here. But, yeah, go to yesbrownies.com.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the longest promo read ever for Yes Brownies.
Yesbrownies.com. They look good, they smell good, and they're made perfectly.
And
so,
they'll get you in great shape.
Yeah,
so all the above what we're talking about.
So go ahead and go to yesbrownies.com, 20% off your order. There's going to be a mid-roll ad. You can watch it on YouTube or listen to it. Go watch this on YouTube. We're like 400-some subscribers right now. Let's try to get to 1,000 before we all die.
Ooh. How about this? If we get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of 2023,
that ain't gonna happen.
I'll race
2023.
That's
okay.
Over.
If we get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of 2023, cool.
2023 is over.
Okay. If we get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of 2024, Cooley and I will do blank.
Shave your heads.
Ah, fuck no.
Oh.
I just grew it back. I would not shave it.
Yeah, Cooley. Notoriously, he has been. In the conversation of the bald realm for like the past couple of months, but he has had a comeback, a resurgence in his what's that called? Your crown?
Yeah, my crown.
Let's
try this again.
Regrown
until I say yes to one of them. If we hit 1,000 subscribers by the end of 2024, we'll do
drugs.
No, we'll do
tattoo.
Nope, we'll do.
I would do that. I
would dye your hair.
No, we'll do.
Leave my hair out of this.
What's like a? Well, you guys already did a spicy eating challenge. I'll just say a hot dog eating competition.
Deal.
I would slaughter him.
No, I don't think you would.
But you have to go until each one of you vomits.
Easy.
How about the taco challenge? Is at 6,000 views.
Is it really?
If you haven't watched that yet, video. Go to YouTube and type in Pine Room Taco Challenge. Yeah.
That was a challenge, man. I think I could have beat it, though.
My heat tolerance is pretty high, but my internal gut like fortitude is bad.
I went and threw it all up.
I had my dad made stuffed peppers recently, and they tore me up like bad, like real bad. And I don't get heartburn often, but when I do, look out. I feel like I'm having
Before I ask you guys a question, can we try to guess the same word real quick, and then I'll ask you
again?
A question.
Again?
No.
Again?
It's only
we
us
gotta
three,
save it
though.
For the end. That's like the end.
Okay.
Monkey Man will join.
Favorite fall tradition.
Ooh, boy. Tradition. We were just talking about this on the radio today, how fall is by far the best season. In some degree. I love winter. Winter's the best.
No,
winter's
it's the best. Better than fall.
No.
To John, me it is. You can't actually say
to
that.
To me it is. Because fall, winter gives you every reason
I've
to
heard
be,
you complain about the cold before.
Don't, when have I complained about the cold?
John, go down and tell me what's better about winter than compared to fall.
Winter gives you a reason to be cozy.
Fall does too.
No.
Yes, it does.
Your fall does not. You said like mid-60s fall. That's not
that's
fall.
That's not fall. That's a, that's
what
a,
the fuck
that's,
is fall?
Fall's like 45, 40s, 50s.
Hoodie, sweatpants. 60s, you're not in a hoodie or sweatpants in the 60s.
That's winter.
Like, there is nothing.
No, it's not.
40s is winter.
Winter's is like 10 to 30.
40s winter's, is fucking winter. 50s is when and it, 60s is fall.
Winter's you're supposed wrong, to be sub-freezing for us. That should be sub-freezing
winter,
is winter.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, all winters now is 40 degrees.
Cool. Some of the spring. Cool. Spring and summer.
We went outside and practiced this last
week. We had a gigantic ice storm like 2 years ago that shut everything down for like three days.
Like a week, and then the rest of the winter.
It was like negative.
Nothing.
It was like negative 12.
We got a little bad stretch, but then the rest of it is just like nothing.
But you're telling me, all right, ready? Picture the scenario. Okay, we've been down here at the office all day. It's mm-hmm. getting close to sunset.
Ooh.
No snow on the ground yet, but there's a storm coming later in the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's about 20 degrees out, and it's cold.
Ew.
You got the remote start on, so you start it from in here. Mm-hmm. Car's nice and warm by the time you get by the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Same thing with you, Soup. Get in your car. It's nice and warm. You get home. Whoever's there, or you maybe DoorDash something, it's ready for you. Warm meal. Sammy's got you a crock pot full of chili or like a some kind of shredded chicken.
Well,
you get
I don't
inside.
Have anybody make him anything?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
I'm saying now. Okay. You get in the door. You go upstairs. You get a nice warm shower. You get changed. You get the TV on. You got your sport ball on.
Ooh.
Sport ball.
You got like the end of NFL season on.
That's
you're excited. You get under your covers. You put the TV on. You got a little fire going.
Okay.
Tell me how good that sounds.
It sounded good until I had to fucking remote start my car because it's freezing outside. I can do all of that stuff when it's warm out.
You know, okay, but when it's 98 degrees outside, why do I want to go out to 112 degrees car? That's even worse.
I remote started.
I sweated. By the time I got out of the studio, I sweated for 2 miles because my AC couldn't crank up.
I'm here with Jub, though. The heat from the winter hits different than the AC from the summer.
Exactly.
Like when it's freezing and you get in a warm car, that beats when it's hot out and you get an AC.
You snuggle underneath.
Don't get me wrong, the AC hits. But
you snuggle underneath.
dude, look at me.
Jesus.
Dude.
You might need to zoom in on a space there. Oh, my
dude,
God.
When you get in a warm car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
These dudes are going to bust.
You get a little bit of that pain in your fingers when it's cold.
No.
But you get in the shower and it's nice and warm and it makes them tingle.
That's why I like fall, because it's like a good mixture. I'm not like sweating, but I'm not shivering.
You know what the winter does bring, though?
Nothing.
The fall, back, fall and winter,
seasonal
back to back.
Depressing.
Back, listen.
I'm the other way around.
Back to back, unbelievable holidays. Thanksgiving,
Halloween.
Then Christmas.
Oh
yeah. Well, three back to back to back.
Thanksgiving, fall.
Thanksgiving. I just told you.
He
said winter brings back to back.
No. What the fall and winter bring back to back to back good holidays.
Continue.
You're right. Halloween, Thanksgiving,
fall's
Christmas.
Elite.
Fall is elite.
It's very elite.
I think October. The only reason I
October's
listen,
a great
here's
month.
Winter for me. If you're watching this, my hands are up right now.
But no,
winter is right here. Fall is very, very close behind it. And the only reason I like winter as much is because no one goes outside and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but you
it.
Like going. You don't like pine room season where everybody's together. We're all hanging out. Like.
My favorite pine room day ever was our Christmas pine room, and it was snowing outside. It was my favorite pine room day
sure,
ever.
But that doesn't happen that often because not everybody comes because it's fucking
but
snowing.
But I'm saying the we had so much fun because the snow is coming down. There's snow on the ground. We got a big bowl of chili. We got hot dogs. It's warm. We got a fire going.
So We're, you like know, that it's warm?
That no. My whole thing about winter is I love pathetic. The winter because it gives you an excuse to be warm. I love being warm. It's my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
But I don't like being warm in the summer.
All right, well, you know what? That's the topic.
Because right now it's cold in here, and I could have a blanket
it's not
on right
cold.
Now.
I'm sweating down my back right now.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I think you guys are making me nervous.
About what?
I don't know. I don't like arguing.
Hey,
he loves arguing.
You know what Sammy's been having me do when we were out in public or something? She makes me sell my case in less than 10 seconds, like if I want to do something. So, for like example, Cool's
elevator
like,
pitch?
Yeah, you pretty much have 10
you
seconds.
You need that because I guarantee a lot of it is just BS.
No. Cool's. I'm saying, like, what's your favorite food?
Probably sushi.
Give me, in 10 seconds, explain why sushi is the best. Ready, go.
Elevator pitch, go.
Jesus, he just ended up.
Ready,
go.
No, I'll tell him to go. Ready, go.
Do it good.
Stop, Job.
What the fuck?
Ready, go.
Because it's easy to eat. It tastes good. I like spicy food. I love rice. I love seafood. It's all of it put together.
Dude, that was only 5 seconds.
Boom. That's
nice job, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily easy to eat. I mean, if you want to pick it up with your hands.
That was pretty good.
I like finger foods, like the, you know what I mean? You guys look at me like that.
Wow. I didn't know where that was going.
What the fuck?
Hey,
that's not what it called?
No, you're right. Today I got a poke bowl. I tried to FaceTime you guys, but nobody picked up. So I get my food. It's unbelievable. It's called like
a poke ball.
They sell those. The poke bowls, they sell those over at Fuji Japan where I just had my sushi from.
Was it any good?
The sushi?
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. Anyway, tell us about
it. Is that here in Wheeling?
No, Bridgeport.
It's called JJ Poke or Pokey. Mm-hmm. I think it's called a poke bowl, but it's right in downtown Pittsburgh. I go in there. I get an unbelievable bowl. It was so good. But anyway, I grab my bag and I asked them. I said, is there silverware in there? And they said, yes. I walk out there. I sit in my car. There is silverware in there, the chopsticks, correct?
Oh.
And I go back in, and I'm looking around, and they were so disappointed when they had to hand me a fork.
Yeah.
Listen. Because that's like a tradition for them, right? Like, so you're supposed to eat meals like that with chopsticks.
I'm almost certain I could be wrong, totally wrong on this, but, like, modern silverware that we use is a very Western thing. Like, that's what we use.
I just don't understand how I use the chopsticks to get all my food. Like,
oh man,
I don't know. I
love it.
I love it too. When we go to ramen bar, that's what we eat. They do chopsticks and a spoon. Like,
oh,
dude, spoon. Asian food. It might be Americanized. Like, I don't know if it's actually that good over there. I'm sure it's actually really good over there. But like these bao buns, dumplings,
hibachi,
like you name all it, Asian. That's got to be my favorite food.
It's probably the best branch of food.
Yeah, you're right.
I argue that case a lot.
Sushi. Like, I mean, that in itself is
all right. Let's rank their foods then. So let's do the four big dogs because there's American food, which is hamburgers, chicken wings, it's
probably last
pizza.
Might be pizza's not American.
It's not Italian. Pizza was invented in New York.
Pizza might carry American into the top.
I think it was invented. Was pizza invented in the U.S., I think?
I don't know. I feel like it's an Italian.
See if pizza was invented.
Wait, Jub, what
US.
Are your big four? American, Italian,
American,
Mexican,
Italian,
Asian?
Mexican, and Asian, yeah. I don't really think there's another one.
Okay.
I could
Asian.
I mean, Japanese, but that's
Asian. I'm going Asian, yeah. Italian, American, Mexican. And I love Mexican, but it has to be last.
Italy invented pizza.
Really?
Yep.
I swear I thought pizza was invented in, like, New York. I guess I'm
just
wrong.
The New York slice.
There's something that was Italian that was invented.
French toast is New York, right?
Yeah, maybe I'm confusing it with something like
yeah.
that.
Wouldn't it be? It's French.
No, it's like French fries. That's like French fries weren't invented.
All
in
French
France.
Toast actually originated in France.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's no way. We might have invented French fries though.
Well, those are originally called chips in the UK.
French fries were. Belgium.
Oh no, we didn't invent French fries either. Yeah,
what did New York?
We
invent?
Don't. We haven't invented shit. We just take everything from everywhere else and we claim it's ours.
Let's see.
We got to be the hamburger, right?
Probably, yeah. And then wings, maybe. I doubt we even did wings.
Here we go. So 20 foreign foods that are really American.
Dude, we got the hot dog. That's literally all we.
Have you guys ever had chili con carne, which is chili with
Skip?
You don't like chili?
No, I do. I'm just saying, like. Go to something elite.
Chimichangas are made in America.
Next.
Let's see. Chop suey. Never had it.
What the hell is chop suey?
Cuban sandwich. You ever have a Cuban sandwich?
Cuban sandwiches are not so bad.
Let's see. English muffins were made in the U.S. Fajitas were made in the U.S.
Oh, now we're talking.
Fortune cookies are made in the U.S.
That's not like...
French dressing was made in the U.S. French roast coffee. General Tso's chicken. German chocolate cake.
So what ones are we ranking?
The big four.
All right. So
who are the big four?
Asian, which is like Chinese, Japanese, mm-hmm. or and many others, like Vietnamese and...
Sorry, Jub. We didn't even invent cheesecake. That's Greece. Sorry. Go
Cheesecake's
ahead.
Cheesecake's made anyway.
Asian, Italian, Mexican, American.
Asian, Italian, Mexican, American?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go Asian, Italian, Mexican, American.
Me and you're the same, but flip-flop the two.
You too?
Mexican and American.
Mm. I go Italian. Italian. So,
you probably put Italian last, huh?
Italian. Sorry, bomb. Japanese. Jesus. Asian.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Asian cuisine. American cuisine, Mexican cuisine, Italian cuisine.
A good Italian meal. Tony and Ella's this weekend.
Oh.
Here's the problem, dude. I understand that
it's so good.
We just were talking about how the palate is very different in these different foods, and a lot of things taste in the same ballpark of flavor. I feel like Italian food all tastes the same.
No.
All right, okay. Tell me the difference between... A lasagna.
Sauces, no, Jub. The vodka time sauce out. At a good Italian place compared out. To a...
Lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, stuffed shells.
You can do them so many different ways.
Yeah.
Well, like what? Give me some.
You can get different meatballs. Dude. You can get chicken. What do you get? Chicken parm. You can do
turkey meatballs.
Spicy mayonnaise sauce.
Chicken meatballs. Hamburger meatballs.
It's so good.
Jub, you can put vodka, Alfredo, marinara, meatball sauce. Jub, you got fettuccine
and you
noodles.
And get pizza with Italian
angel
food.
Hair. Penne.
Yeah.
Rigatoni.
Yeah, dude, it's nonstop.
I think you
got ravioli.
Ravioli.
Dude.
Listen, I don't disagree that it's good, but I don't think it's near as good
and
as
the
anything
wine.
Else.
Have you ever had not... Jub, look at me.
I've never seen you drink a glass of wine in my
really?
Life.
Yeah, you're lying.
I'm new to that.
Jub, have you ever had good gnocchi?
Yes, but I think it's
heavy.
It's too dense for me.
But when there's not a lot of gnocchi on your plate and there's a lot of protein...
They look like larvae.
Yeah.
What about so garlic good. Bread? And
oh,
like,
dude.
Like, what's dude. That bread that you and I had together?
Yeah.
Was it Undo's?
Yeah.
What
about the balsamic? Like the balsamic in the mix? Whatever.
The Italians
it is.
Do make a good bread.
Dude,
I will give them that.
They make a good everything.
The Italians do make a good
it's
bread.
It's pushing for number one, but it's just.
And
it's
I will say, good. I think the Italian the heritage behind food to me is like it, I can respect that how like food is so important to the Italians, which I
good
good. Good. I mean,
I think it's so cool when you sit down and eat with your like friends or family.
It's one of my most favorite activities.
It's the best
with friends
when you get to break
eating
bread
with friends is the best.
That's
thing.
Like the best. Like when you get to just sit there and enjoy a meal, have a drink or two. Else matters.
We went to a restaurant when I was younger. I can't remember what it was called, but there was an Italian place, and we sat down, and they kept bringing food out the entire time, like salads and pastas and bread and appetizers and
buy an Olive Garden.
It was oh shoot! It was a really popular Italian place that shut down.
Where at?
Oh, Hosses in Elm Grove.
No, they have the most unbelievable steak I've ever had. Hosses.
They had the cinnamon bread.
But dude, Hosses. Hosses was the most low-key restaurant
dude,
in the entire week.
Are there any open anywhere now? Dude, they were either a buffet or you could order food.
Dude,
from there.
I had a steak there once. It's the best steak I've ever had.
You're a big Hosses. Steak guy.
I'm not a big steak guy.
You're not?
No,
I thought you've
no,
always
no,
been
no,
a kind
no,
of a...
No, no.
Wait, Jub, there's a Hosses. There's a Hosses 57 minutes from here.
How do you get your steak done?
Medium.
Don't mess this up.
Just medium?
Medium.
So you like pink?
Mm-hmm.
I love medium.
I honestly wish I liked steak because I see how much people... There's two things I generally wish I liked when it comes to food. It's pickles and steak.
But not together.
Not together, yeah.
Why
maybe together.
All right, so why don't you like
I
pickles?
Love steak.
Why don't I?
Yeah.
It's something with my body, man. It tastes like shit. I just don't like it.
Like, you don't like the flavor of pickles? You don't like the way that they are? Like, you don't want to eat...
It's the taste of it.
Like, the actual pickle flavor.
I've tried a lot of pickles.
Like, pickle-flavored chips you wouldn't like.
No, like, I've had that. I've had pickle beer, pickle
shot. Have you had the bread and butter pickles?
I'm not sure. Oh, I don't
dude,
know.
Dude, those are so good.
Hannah and I will go to war for what pickle is
like,
better.
I wish I could go to Picklesburg and have a fucking fun time.
It was a blast.
Job, who's on the bread
She's
and butter
Dill,
side?
She's Dill. I'm bread and butter.
Hey.
I've heard those spicy pickles now, too.
There are.
Dude. I feel like I would love that if I could.
There are. Pools. I mean, you like the pickled jalapenos that we get, those spicy, those sweet and spicy
ones.
You probably like the fried pickles, too.
I think if...
I like when they put pickles on chicken sandwiches. That makes me want to just fucking...
That's delicious,
it makes me so mad.
Really?
Yeah, and then steak. Yes. Oh, you bite into the fat, dude. That makes
steaks
sense.
Very,
so
very
juice in there.
There's been many times where I've chewed a steak at a restaurant, and I will keep it in my cheek and go to the bathroom and spit it.
Because you don't like the fat?
I hate fat.
The fat's the best, dude. I save it till the end. Like, I'll even cut it in half to make sure I get two last good bites of fat.
I get upset when I don't like food.
But it's like, fat is so
slimy.
It's so, like...
You're eating like put together snot. Like, it's disgusting.
Dude. It's chewy and it's slimy.
There's so much. I love when you bite into it and the juice is just on your tongue.
Ew, when you bite it, cools and it like crackles when it goes like.
The best. And there's a little bit of burnt. When you bite the fat and there's a little burnt piece on the end of it.
I got food poisoning from steak one time. I won't tell you who poisoned me, but just know it was Soup's fault.
Yeah, that was
a mess.
Where was it?
I'm sorry.
I can't name the place on the podcast. But
was it a restaurant or a house?
It was at a restaurant within 30 miles
of
here.
It's a local restaurant. And I was sick for a week.
Wait.
That's why I never said
Is it a steakhouse or they just have steak?
They have steak.
Have I been there?
I think it was an
Have I been there?
We've all been there.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Is it a chain or a local restaurant?
It's a local. It's a weird.
I don't think he got poisoned. I don't think he got poisoned.
Uncle Pete's?
I'm not telling you on the podcast.
I don't actually think he got poisoned. I just think he got food poisoning. I just don't think
he looked like Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
I'm just saying, I think someone just didn't wash their hands. Anyone could have eaten your steak.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, that's what happens when the poop particles get on your food.
That's not food poisoning. Okay.
Yes, it is.
That's E. coli, but like food poisoning.
Look
could
it up,
be,
Job. Food poisoning is when someone, like dirty stuff from fingernails get on someone's food.
No, but it also could be undercooked food.
Yeah.
Which is all of your steak that you eat.
Which is disgusting.
No, it's not. You can eat steak raw.
If you get a rare steak, I think that's fucking filthy.
Somebody was telling me their grandma eats. I think it's called blue steak. Is that how
You just go done.
That's horrible.
Fucking, I couldn't imagine.
Have you ever seen steak tartare? It's steak cut real thin. They don't even cook it. You eat it raw.
Dude, I had bluefin tuna like that. Unbelievable.
I probably would like that.
And I ate it three different ways. Like, they seared it, they grilled it, and then we ate it raw. Just stupid good.
I don't know why, but
you
fish
eat raw.
Is
you, yeah,
oh,
you
never
eat
mind.
Raw fish all the
steak
time.
Tartare is not steak. It is raw ground beef.
That's disgusting.
It's raw ground beef served with onions, capers, parsley, chives, salt, Worcestershire sauce, seasonings with a raw egg yolk.
I don't want to eat raw red meat. No, it's not.
No, I mean if you get it done.
I get it meat. Yeah, I don't want to eat it raw. I'm saying,
but you kind of do.
Not even close.
What do you get your steaks done?
I eat a medium, which is like
I get a medium.
I'm not
very Earl. That dude Earl will eat it. He would eat it raw.
He ordered my steak for me one time. I got one bite in. I said nope.
Listen, if I know the person cooking it, medium rare is unbelievable. But if I'm at like a Longhorn or an Outback Steakhouse, Texas Roadhouse, I can't ask for medium rare. That thing will come out mooing, and I can't
come out mooing.
Yeah, like
alive.
Like cook it to life.
I don't understand how people. That's my gripe with sushi is I have a really hard time with sushi because it's raw and I don't like that at all. I think there's just something in me is saying.
So you're not gonna like those poke bowls then?
Is it raw tuna in it?
Yeah, you can pick raw tuna, salmon, shrimp. Here's what I do: I get the raw salmon and then I get cooked shrimp, and it's like everything else is cold in there: cold cucumbers, cold pickled onions, your avocado's cold, but the rice is warm. And the shrimp is warm, so it's a mixture of cold and...
I would eat... I like cold shrimp. I love cold shrimp.
Like cocktail?
Yeah, I love cold shrimp. And my aunt got this... Or Matt's mom and dad get this cocktail sauce that has horseradish in it. And it... Well, I think all cocktail sauce has horseradish.
Yeah, Arby's had horseradish sauce.
This cocktail sauce literally makes you feel like the inside of your face is falling out, and it's so fun to eat. It's so fun. You take a bite and it gets it up in your nasal passages and you go and then it goes away real quick, and then you go, I want more of that.
I don't know.
I'll have to bring it in so you guys can try it.
I've never had that.
Hey, can we, you know what we need to do, Jub? Do we still have the spicy challenge? The film from the spicy challenge?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't prep for that near good as we should have. We have all the sauces still, and I have them in the shed.
I don't think I want to do it again.
I think we should.
But we've already done two of them.
cool.
Stoop and I.
I did the first time I got this JJ Polk place. I got something called eel sauce. It's like sweet and sour.
Yeah, that's on my sushi.
It was a little bit too much of it. Like it was dumped in it. Today I went in there, asked if they had anything close to Yum Yum, and he said the spicy mayo was closest to it.
I love spicy mayo.
I got it. It was unbelievable.
Spicy mayo is so good.
It was so good. They put the perfect amount on there. Everything on it. Ginger. Do you get ginger on your sushi ever?
I don't. Not really, but I don't mind it.
I eat ginger after every bite. After every sushi, I try to eat sushi. I try to eat ginger, but I love putting a little wasabi on there.
Yeah,
a
little kick.
Makes it fun.
We gotta take him to the ramen bar job.
Yeah, yeah,
where did you guys go to that?
It's in Squirrel Hill, I think.
It was good.
It's very so good.
Wait, so your guys' bowls, was there any meat in there, or was it?
Yeah,
all noodle?
So I got like wontons in mine. And
I got
like
crab meat.
Mm-hmm. And it's spicy. I get spicy. Don't get
I don't want it. I'll try some.
Dude,
more
it's
time.
So good, though.
I know. I'm sure I'll love it. I just won't be able to
I think it's
endure.
Top five food I've ever had.
And it's not. The spicy isn't like, oh my god, I'm going to die. But it's enough to just get your blood flowing.
He eats garlic palm wings and is over
cool.
there sweating.
That's true.
I got to find the name of this place that I went to.
While you're looking that up, what's a red flag? All right, you go out to eat with some, particularly probably of the fair sex. What would you say is a red flag? I guess, no, anybody. Because if you go to eat with friends or something, what's a red flag for somebody at the dinner table? Whether it's what they order,
dude,
how they
if they're
eat.
If they're playing on their phone the whole time while we're trying to have a meal.
I could say, are we on like a date? Or is this
no, like- just like if you go out, like if we go out and we go get dinner or something, and we bring like a third guy along that we really don't know, but we're like, all right, let's be nice to him and he can come eat.
Don't talk to me with food in your mouth.
Because
I read lips. So that's all I'm looking at. Yeah. It's just food in your mouth. And I hate that.
That's going to make me vomit. I hate that. Just take your time. Eat your food.
Like I promise, I'll still be here.
Or do this. Just cover your mouth. Now, you have problems with that. But you do that, though. Like, if you're eating, you'll cover your mouth.
Yeah, I do.
But I can't stand that. I don't like that. I don't like when people...
You're not going to like this answer.
Uh-oh.
I hate when people rush to eat.
Well, I don't. I can't help it.
We all eat kind of fast, I would say.
I don't rush.
You definitely do.
I feel like I eat at a normal pace. Like,
so do I, but I mean, we definitely eat fast.
Like when people got the elbows on the table and they're just like going crazy. Nah, I'm not going. Yeah.
I won't go to dinner with him anymore.
You get a pass because I love you. But like, say if I went on a date with a girl and she's just like fucking just mowing it down. I'd be like, okay, listen.
I don't think I rush through food. I just think I eat quick.
He goes,
no, he does eat fast.
Like, put it down, take a drink.
I can't do that. I think I don't like my food getting cold. I want it burning my mouth as I eat it, and I want it scalding hot when
you haven't had bao buns yet, have you?
Oh my god!
Yeah, dude. I've had that.
Good job.
So good.
You have
so
had
soft,
it,
yeah.
Dude. They're unbelievable. Ugh. So this is what I had to look up. When we were in Raleigh, we went to this place called Brewery Bavana. It's a dim sum restaurant,
yeah,
which means touch the heart in Chinese. Mm-hmm. I just looked that up. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you these dumplings I had, dude.
They're so good.
Dude, and the dumplings were soaked in the sauce. Here's what were in these seafood dumplings. Lobster, shrimp, and scallops served in a garlic and black mushroom sauce with fried jub. How do I say that word? Fried whatever.
Fried yao tai.
I don't know. It was unbelievable.
They were soaked
in it.
Yu chao.
Dude, you could taste the lobster, the shrimp, and the scallops in every bite.
Oh.
Yu chao.
I'll tell you what, you put me on scallops. Scallops are so good.
The marshmallow of the sea, baby.
Bacon wrapped scallops, are you serious?
I'm not a big bacon fan. I mean, I'll eat it on its own, but I don't like bacon on things.
That place we went to in St. Petersburg, the steakhouse.
305 Steakhouse.
It was like Steakhouse 18, whatever. I'll look it up.
No, it wasn't 305, but I know what you're talking about.
They got those scallops that are seriously as big as, like, they look like Oreos.
They're that big.
Yeah, they're that big.
Have you ever had, so there's two, there's freshwater scallops and there's sea scallops. And sea scallops are the one that we get at Fusion, which are phenomenal. But, like, freshwater scallops are little, like, they like little dimes scallops. Mm-hmm. And you can get them at Coleman's. And I made them once. They are unbelievable.
What are the big ones
like
called,
cereal. Jeff? Like sea scallops.
Oh, okay.
Like sea scallops.
You ever had tiger shrimp?
The big ones?
Oh.
I like shrimp.
They get those on the cruise, man. And
You do like that.
Is there great? Is the food on like a cruise, like rank it 1 out of 10 all around? Because I've never been on a cruise.
I'd say like the dinner part. like when you go to like the fancy restaurant, I'd give it an 8 or 9.
Yeah,
some
I mean,
nights, some nights are
there's slow nights, like some. Yeah. But the fun thing about that is if you get the food and drink package, you just get as much as you want.
You can order fucking 4 different things.
So like they rotate things in out. My closest equivalent would be like a nicer version of Melman's, like where. Like the the food's really good, but it's also food that's mass produced.
Okay,
so like a 400 people are eating at one time on the cruise. So it's not like the finest cut of meat, but they do the variety is so cool. Like you get Caribbean day.
How do you?
Oh, I love it.
How are your guys' friends that have had the steak on cruises say it is?
Because I don't really know if we
I think we
normally try to get stuff that you wouldn't get. Okay.
Yeah, because they have daily stuff. So I think like steak, chicken, and something else are like on there all
it
the time.
It stinks that you guys aren't like steak lovers like me because I've never been to a high end, like elite steakhouse yet.
Texas Roadhouse isn't high end elite.
Well, I think, see, this is where I'm getting at. Texas Roadhouse, Longhorn, I love their steak so much. So, like, when people were going to these really nice steakhouses and spending, like, $100 for 4 ounces of Wagyu, like, it better be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to try that one day. I'm just saying, like, that when you bite into it.
I would give it a try.
I would almost need somebody to I would never go and buy Wagyu beef because I would need somebody to cook it for me. I love cooking, and I could cook a steak, but I'd be afraid I would just ruin the Wagyu. Like, I'd spend $200 on Wagyu, and it'd be like eating a hockey puck.
You'd want someone to cook it for you, for sure.
But I love the cruise food. I think the cruise is fantastic. Cruise food is like, it's in just the atmosphere and getting dressed up and going and eating is always fun.
Eating with a group of friends is by far the number one activity.
Oh, so fun, dude.
It's the best.
It's tough to beat it.
Yeah, we go and then you get your appetizer. You like always asking around what everybody's getting.
I do.
And then you'll get.
His worst ever was when we were in
Deep Creek.
Deep Creek, dude. He tried. I'm not kidding you. I think he tried everyone's drink and
the appetizer. He looked like, you know, like on this, like the meerkats on Discovery Channel, and they look around. As soon as somebody ordered an appetizer and it got to the table, he was looking around. Like,
it was so good.
He was on one that night. He was probably on Zins.
You want to trade?
He was probably Zins, Jewel Pods. What are some other things that the young kids are smoking?
All I
today?
Had was just a couple of drinks and some. I was high on life.
That's he was
all.
Happy high with friends.
I was just happy to be there.
So overall, I think our food rankings are pretty well rounded. I mean, you guys enjoy your food. I enjoy mine. It's fun to have different tastes. I think everybody should have different tastes, and you should go enjoy. And I think we understand this is people don't eat things for no reason. So like, if you're picky about food. There's a reason people eat the food that is out there. So if you're picky and you think about that, it's not that they put it on the food on the menu because it's awful. Fucking gross.
Yeah.
They put it on there because people like to eat it and it's good. So try to keep an open mind if you're a picky eater. I used to be a picky eater and I have kind of thrown that to the wayside. Mm-hmm. Now we ate octopus in Antigua, which is
that was
horrific.
1200 Chop House. That's the name of it. In St. Pete.
Good
just try food. It's
John,
fun.
What does this word mean? I've eaten. I'm going to talk about this place in Richmond, Virginia, Blue Atlas. What's tapas and small? What is that? These restaurants are sick.
Is that Mexican?
No, tapas? it's like when you it's when you get a bunch of different things and they're smaller portions and you get to just pick at everything. It's unbelievable.
See, tapas are appetizer snacks in Spanish cuisine. So I mean, are they like finger foods?
Yeah.
Oh, but you can say that. Well, I say that.
Like a big charcuterie. Yeah, like a big.
You emphasized finger.
Yeah.
When you.
Well, because I didn't know if it.
Finger food.
Yeah. You really. Like, it sounded like you were going to talk about it.
I no, like. Do you what? Like. Do you like.
Well, I was going to talk about finger food.
No.
What was I going to talk about?
So look at this place. Look at this place. It's called Blue Atlas. They're like a bunch of little small appetizers. You get to pick. Like, you can go. How we were just picking. What do you call it? The heritage of food, the ethnicity of food. Like, they have an America's menu, Asia menu,
a Europe menu,
Middle East and African menu, and then a dessert menu.
That's kind of like the cruise, except it's broken up into days. Yeah. Like, there'll be a Caribbean day, Asian day.
I want to get into Indian food a little bit more. I feel like
I've tried it once. I liked it. It was just so spicy. And I'm sure there's less spicy options. I just I liked the taste of it. It really – my stomach was a mess a little bit afterwards, but –
Well, that's a normal thing.
Did you have curry?
Yeah, I think I tried everything that was in front of me at that
place. Indian food is famous for looking the same at both stages of the digestion.
Okay, my, I don't think it looked like that.
It doesn't exactly look like the most pleasant food to eat ever, but it really
came out. It was very well.
What's that one's chicken sauce? It's like butter chicken or something.
Like butter, yeah, butter
I
chicken.
I want to try that.
Yeah.
It was presented and placed in front of me really well. It didn't look like poop. No,
it didn't look
well,
good. You look on those reels on Instagram, you'll be thinking
otherwise. That's not what we're talking about. They're cooking that out of a garbage can.
The guy has no shoes on. Yeah, no feet. His feet, right? Matt,
he grabs a handful of dirt and uses a seasoning. That's not what we'll eat.
Scoops it off the sidewalk.
Yeah, here you go. Here's some.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high-quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
I would like to try a lot of different food. We should just do that every, like, once a month. We should pick like a restaurant that we've never been to, and a cuisine that we don't know about. Have you ever seen those one, I can't remember what they're called, but it's like they have these big racks of meat and they bring them to your table and they shave the meat off at your table.
Oh yeah, I've been to those Brazilian steakhouse
cruises, but you just walk up and grab it.
Job, I'm not a fan. I've been to two different kinds of Brazilian steakhouses. They don't do it for me. No. They haven't yet. Maybe I haven't been to a good one.
What about gold steak? Would you guys ever eat like a steak that you ever seen those?
Yeah,
gold.
I've seen that.
Oh, with gold flecks on it.
Yeah,
no, that's just
I don't
bullshit.
Understand the point in that.
Yeah. A lot of people always like try to make shit more expensive than
when
it
you
is.
Got Salt Bay or whatever. Dropping salt on it.
Food talk, man. I'm hungry now. I even ate before this, and I'm now hungry again.
I got to get you guys' thoughts because I know we were kind of different on this House of the Dragon season finale. So think it was a good episode?
Loved it.
Well, spoiler alert: if you haven't watched the new episode, and I guess we should probably make this quick because I guarantee 90% of our actual listening audience has not watched this show. If you haven't. You need to watch the show.
I mean, you got to catch up. Let's go.
Here's what I'm proud about myself for. You two have very good opinions on what happened, and I respect both of them. As soon as the episode ended, I loved it. And after you two gave me your thoughts, I was like, wow, those are good points, but I still loved it. Are you guys right? There could have been more action. Daemon sat around doing nothing for a while. We only got to see one fight. We feel like we've been doing the same thing every single episode. Yes. But I'm telling you, I was locked in every episode. So,
because we were waiting for the next thing, though.
Because you're hanging on the edge of your seat
because
waiting.
Here's why I thought the last episode was great. The whole episode, I'm sitting there waiting and thinking, they're about to go to war. And eat for five, like, the
Yo,
first.
We've been thinking that for
listen,
eight episodes.
The first 10 minutes, like, I'm sitting back in my seat. Start of 11th minute, I'm up a little bit farther. 20th minute, like, up. 30th, 40th. And I'm getting closer to the edge of my seat, and I'm like, okay, it's go time. Those last 5 minutes when the music starts, they're panning to each character. I literally said, with 30 seconds left to go in the episode, I didn't look at my phone. I didn't know how much more time we had left. I said, they could end the episode right here, and it could be phenomenal. In the back of my mind, I'm hoping they don't do that. They end it, and my jaw dropped. I was like, are you serious?
How could your jaw drop from literally any of it? Like, now, what was so...
I thought
for
it was-
context, before we watched it, because we were playing games, and before we watched it, Soup text,
wait, let me go.
He just texted dude in a text. Then somebody said, was it good? And he goes, stupid good, have fun, or something
and
like
Jub
that.
And Jub responds with, I told them that I loved it. And Jub said, Soup, you're sure you're watching the right show? Yeah. After he responds,
because I got to the end of that and I was like, what are we doing? What are we wasting? Why are we doing this? Like in Game of Thrones, shit happened every season,
right.
Like big things. At the end of season one, Ned Stark got his head cut off, and it's like, oh shit, we are in the thick of it now. Like things are, it is, we are headed down the path. What happened? Nothing really happened in season one.
I thought Daemon seeing the future was sick. I thought Rhaenyra and Allison having the conversation there. And you're right. It did just happen. I thought it was really cool.
What about the part when they're talking instead of they just did this?
When who did that?
That happened more. Allison
and Rhaenyra literally just
stared at each other. I was like, okay, someone's got
to
talk.
I thought they fucked up. I thought like, okay, this was supposed to be cut. And then that's when he left the part where they just stared at each other. It might have been 3 whole minutes.
There's a lot of staring and silence in that show. Listen, high fantasy is my favorite genre ever. I love dragons. I love magic. I love swords. And I love fighting.
High fantasy, you're always in a different world, right?
High fantasy is like magic and wizards and sorcerers and goblins. Sick. This is a little bit probably. This is probably lower fantasy.
What do you call like Hunger Games and stuff?
That's like dystopian.
Dystopian. I like that too.
Yeah. So, but my problem with this is season one, nothing really happened in season one. We saw Viserys get all fucked up with leprosy, which was
every
cool.
Every episode, he looked more and more like shit.
So as we got to the end, it was like he's on his way out. We're on to the next phase here. We know a war is coming. Season one starts. We know a war is coming. Shit's already popping off. We get halfway through the season. We see Rhaenys fight with Maelys against Vhagar and Sunfire.
Sick scene.
Great scene. Great fight scene. But I'm thinking, oh, shit, they're going to fight now. That's going to trigger. It's like now we're marching to war. It's go time now. They're going to get on the dragons. Rhaenys went down for nothing. They're going to go get revenge. That doesn't happen. Daemon fucks off to Harrenhal for 8 episodes does nothing. He does nothing. He raises an army that could have been. I mean, we could have fast forward that. I mean, Alicent got to Dragonstone in the snap of a finger. But Daemon's been in Harrenhal for 8 episodes.
Yeah. How about when? What's his face came to visit him. And he said, "Did you hear that?" And Daemon said, "This place will have you howling
at the moon.
Yeah, barking at the moon.
Yeah, because he heard somebody say traitor.
I didn't hear that.
You watch with subtitles, it popped up and said traitor.
What'd you guys think of Daemon getting everyone to bend the knee like that? I thought that was sick.
I thought that was sick.
It was great. It was a great scene, but I think it could have happened way earlier in the show. I think it was a horrible finale.
Do you think when Daemon saw the future, he thought that was Rhaenyra with the dragon eggs?
Because
obviously it was Dany, but he doesn't know.
I don't know
better.
How much he saw. Like, so I was wondering that too, because I don't know if he could possibly know if that's Daenerys. Because he says winter's coming, so I don't know if he's thinking it's coming.
It's coming like in the next 5 to 10 years. How about Helena?
I think she's the one that's been fucking with him.
She's a badass. That is a sick character.
I think she pretty much spoiled the ending because she says that Aegon will be sitting on the throne.
Oh, I don't remember her saying that.
She said he'll be sitting on a wooden dome because he's like a cripple.
And then...
Here's the thing about that. Remember when Joffrey in Game of Thrones, he's running and he starts laughing at the grave, like down there, and he says, the Rhaenyra, what's left of her is down there. Her brother kills her on a dragon.
Yeah, which would be Aegon.
Which it ends up being Aegon?
It would be.
People are saying that there's some different shit happening they're gonna change it from the books, but I have a
Well, they've already changed one thing, which is the one girl getting sheep stealer.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be a girl called Nettles, mm-hmm. and it's not her. So
they might change it a little.
What's her name? That's gonna get.
It's one of the Rhaenyras or something.
Yeah,
Rhaena or something like that.
She's a sweet character too. She was looking for that dragon for so long.
But that's another thing. Mm-hmm. She's fucking running through this field.
No dialogue.
With nothing new happens. And then she goes to a creek and drinks out of the creek. But why do we need to see that?
Jub, you're so mad about not Hightower, about Sea Snake.
Corlys. They've been building one ship for 8 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they paddle out, and there's one ship sitting in the harbor. Yeah. There's not a fleet.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
How sick is that battle going
to
be, though?
I will say this. Since they fucked around for 8 episodes, I'm glad they didn't try to smash
it. You're right. You made a great point about that.
But what scares me, they plan on having 4 seasons. So what the hell are they going to do all season 3? Because then season 4 can't be a war.
Yeah.
If all of season... How many wars are we going to do?
It better be nonstop fighting.
Well, it's funny you say that because we could have a massive war in season 3 and then the Targaryens get off the throne before the Lannisters and Baratheons get on, right, Jeff?
No.
Who's after the Targaryens?
No one's after the Targaryens. That goes straight from Rhaegar Targaryen to...
Well, yeah, because we get the Mad King.
It goes from Rhaegar to... Rhaegar gets beaten by... by Robert Baratheon at the Battle of the Trident.
What we have right now?
I don't think we really.
No, we don't. There's nothing in the books about it.
I'm sure there is, but I don't know.
Because Jub, we don't.
Has to be a Targaryen because the Mad King was Targaryen. It's Aegon Targaryen
before the Baratheons.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who Robert Baratheon takes down in the rebellion.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts.
Dude, this is gonna be sick.
Ugh.
We'll see though. I think season 3.
I mean, who knows what's gonna happen in 3 years?
You know what, mate. Man, it was a waste of fucking time. Was the goddamn mud fight. I hate her.
You have no idea how pissed.
Awful.
That scene was hilarious. With
it
the
was
wives.
Funny, but it's season finale, dude. Yeah, I don't need humor. Mud.
You have no idea how much that pissed me off.
I was sitting there like,
and the fact that it lasted as long as it did.
I almost got on my phone. I never get on my phone during these shows.
Yeah,
I almost got on my phone during that.
Introduce a brand new character in the season finale, and then at the end, she like steps up next to that Tyland, and like we're supposed to go, oh shit, she's here.
Yeah.
We don't even know who she is.
What are they getting at? Why they have to show us that? Are there Lannisters over there that are bastards from the show? Is that what they're saying?
No. He went over to Essos to get
to end the blockade.
That blockade that's starving the city because they can't get food in. That he went over to recruit ships from Essos.
Did you hear her say when we battle the Sea Snake again? Mm-hmm. Have they already lost once?
I'm assuming.
I'm sure they've had. Wars.
Oh, okay.
Because they're like pirates. They're not actually.
I don't even think they know what they're fighting for. Well, they just want to get on the water and fight.
If you haven't seen House of the Dragon, you're missing out. This is prime cinema, even though we disagree on how the finale
It is good, though. I will say it's good. But the only thing I dislike about House of Dragons is I feel like you need to read the books to really know what's going on. And I'd never felt like that with Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, do we have any update when season 3? Like, we're looking at probably
2026, 2027.
2 or 3 years. Wow.
It's gonna be, yeah.
I don't even know where I'll be.
Cooley will have 2 kids by then.
Yeah, that was almost unbelievable comment made by you is when you said, I could be dead by then.
Well, the older I get, the more I worry about shows that are going on right now that I won't get to see the end of them. Who knows what I might.
You won't even be 30.
I got health issues.
You'd be
28.
I got health issues.
What do you mean? Well, hopefully I'm around and you can listen to us talk about it. I know, I guarantee people listening to this don't have a clue what we're talking about. But if you don't, go watch the show. It's very good. It's a little bit violent. There's some things in it that are not so friendly. But, you know, for the most part, it's enjoyable and the writing is pretty good. So go enjoy that. Where are we at? How long have we been in here? I feel like
about
we've been in here
45, 50 minutes.
Oh, we got plenty of time then. I was going to say to you guys this. Have you ever seen, I was in Kroger the other day and I saw a woman looking at items with a magnifying glass.
Wow.
She just blind?
I don't know. She was bending over and picking things up and looking at them with a magnifying glass.
I don't blame
but
her.
I think I also wrote down some things in my notes that I wanted to bring up. Because I write things down every now and then.
I did the same thing, can't find it.
I write things down every now and then just in case I want to talk about them on the podcast. But, yeah, I have written down here, woman in Kroger with magnifying glass. And she was bent over looking at items with a magnifying glass and then putting them back. So I don't know.
She probably didn't have her glasses and couldn't see.
Yeah, but why would she have a magnifying glass with her? Just in case she forgets her
glasses, yeah.
I don't know, Jeb. She might be listening to this. Maybe she can let us know. Email.
Put down the glass, ma'am.
Maybe she'll email
us. Put some glasses on.
Can we do the punt, pass, and kick thing soon, please?
Yeah, sure.
You think you'd be good at that?
I can't.
We only get one shot. I don't know. I want to do it like we got chosen for the $10,000 one, like that kid just got to do. So I don't want to – the video we do, I don't want to do it multiple times. I just want to act like I get one go for the $10,000.
Who do you think out of all of us would do
I was just thinking about that. I'm going to say Jarrett 1, you 2, Jub maybe 3 just because you can kick.
I'm behind you.
Okay, me and you are tied for last.
Soup, I can't throw.
I bet you can, Jub.
Soup, I cannot throw.
You're just a big lefty.
I was throwing apples into the woods the other day, and I couldn't bring my arm up over my
shoulder. I think your downfall is you can't throw right now either.
If it's a competition, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to throw that bit.
I do think Jarrett might have a chance. For some reason, can Jarrett kick a football?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought he'd be good at.
I think Jarrett was 100% last, then I think it's you. then I think it's Jubb, then I'm getting fussed.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Jubb, the reason Jubb scares me, though, is because he's
that
kicked
kick.
The fuck
I
out
know.
Of
that's, what I'm, yeah. That's why I think I'd put him above me.
What
too.
Would I? Would I be a good punter, or would I be a good. Because I don't I, think I'm I can saying, kick.
You're a better punter than you are kicker.
Oh, I'd just take my shoe off and kick it 1,000 feet.
I want to do that badly soon just to see how close we all can get.
All right, one last tangent here. From think back to your middle school, elementary days. On what's it. Something you very much miss from being a kid? Like I just thinking right now, I was thinking about how we would get so excited to play kickball during recess.
Oh, dude.
And I used to be so good at kickball at recess that the girls would chase me on the playground. And then I got called into the office. And
why? Because you were getting chased around?
Because they thought I was like in distress because they were chasing
me
around.
Oh, but really, you loved it.
Yeah, I was good at kickball. I was always I was always drafted high. Always.
That was like us with Foursquare. I loved Foursquare. Something I miss, dude, there was nothing better than going to school and knowing you just got to go have fun with your friends.
Like did that. You like school?
Fuck no. Absolutely.
That was
not.
Opposite for
I
us.
Mean, I didn't mind it like lunch and gym class. But I didn't like the other
did
part.
You guys always have a lot of kids in your middle school?
We didn't have that. I wouldn't say it was like packed enough.
Yeah, it wasn't like. I mean, you had a relatively large class.
Like 100, maybe?
Probably a little over that.
School was awful.
Like, we had 20 kids in our class.
Yeah, we probably had maybe 150 in our grade. Probably not that
and
much.
The routine of getting to go home, play video games, go to a sport practice, come home and play more video games.
And it's funny how at the time that was awesome. You think that that's like the biggest, like you go home and you play, like you have to do your math homework and you're like, Jesus, this is the
worst thing. Yeah, that was the most important thing.
Yeah, this is the worst thing ever, but I have to do it. Like my life depends on it.
That
but,
was more important than sports.
Yeah. By when I got home, it was the first things first, get in, sit your book back down and do your homework.
There was nothing really? Better than... When like we got to college, and even in high school, it felt like school was still more important than sports in high school. As soon as we got to college, it like flipped.
They prioritized.
I never went through that phase. I wish I did.
I mean, I'd say even in high school at Park, they prioritized like sport to some degree over your athletic or your academics.
I did. I know that.
I felt like I didn't really like kick it into another gear until I got around. Everybody else that
once I got to college, I definitely locked in a little bit more than I was
on school.
Yeah,
see, I thought school got easier like when we got to college, and then
no, I don't know about that.
I fucked off.
Well, I messed up because I went into the wrong major, and if I wouldn't have went into the wrong major,
wait, what'd you go into?
So I got out of high school and I just built my computer. And I thought, I want to go into computer information systems, thinking that it was computer hardware. Computer information systems is putting data into a computer. And that is the worst, most boring profession anybody could ever have.
Those classes were tough, Jubb.
Oh, man, I couldn't get through finance. My finance professor hated me. He hated me, and I have no idea why.
They probably all did.
Nah. Yeah. But anyway, if I would have been in graphic design my whole 4 years, I would have had the best college experience of all time.
I would say I had a good college experience.
What?
I definitely made the most of my...
What?
You don't think I did?
No, dude. I'm saying college. Like, I'm agreeing
with you. I had a hell of a college.
It was unbelievable.
I would go back. I wouldn't change a thing.
They say high school is your best 4 years of your life. College is your best 4 years
of your
life.
You get into college, you're going to
have fun. That's like a lot of people look back and say, oh, I hated high school. I loved high school, and then I loved college even more.
And I guess it all depends if you have. This is going to sound
rephrase it before you say that because you're right.
Say it the mean way.
Well, I was going to say it all depends if you have friends.
Yeah,
if you don't have friends and you're in these situations, then I can understand.
I think
how
you can have like one friend and love your college experience.
I don't know, it'd be tough, man.
But I'm saying like I think
I was stuck with just job.
We had a house of four guys and it was like the most fun ever because we would just fuck around for. But I mean,
I still can't believe you guys never threw like.
I was the voice for it.
It never came to fruition.
I cannot, guys. I mean, it was the perfect.
House. We came close. We came
close like 30 times. Yeah. There was always like 12 to 18 people.
It was
there.
Always a pregame spot. We were never the banger spot, which honestly is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time your shit ends up stolen or broken.
Yeah.
If someone would have took Jubb's computer, we would have been a man.
There was nothing better than starting at your guys' place. And walking either to the Dirty Dog, to G-Top, to Max Place, or to another house party.
Homecoming and then coming back to our house. And then
just take a nap. And
I passed out. I face down. Like like Allen after he gets punched by Mike Tyson. I passed out face down in our living room, woke up, and then we went out again. Yep. That was homecoming up at West Lib was really, really fun. And if you have friends in college, I think it makes it all the more better when you have people always hang out with.
Have you talked to anyone that went to West Lib and like stayed on campus? Like you guys stayed on campus technically. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to anyone that got to live there and didn't have fun?
Yeah. And I've met a couple of people. Maybe not. They didn't live in dorms, but they kind of like our situation.
And they didn't like it.
But I feel like a lot of times it's just people, like, I don't know. They just like to complain about stuff.
Yeah. There's some Debbie Downers.
Or they don't have fun friends.
Dude, Westlib was so fun.
I think a priority that you should have as a parent is finding good friends for your kids. Like, making sure your friends have good your kids have good friends. Because your kid is like, that's why I feel bad for kids that are homeschooled. Like, if you don't have people that you can be friends with, mm-hmm. like, all the time and hang out with all the time, I think your quality of life is...
Do you think, when you're... As a parent, obviously none of us know anything about this, but, like, when you're raising your kid, if the parents are friends... Do you think it's easier for the kids to be friends?
Yeah. That's kind of what my dad did.
Why is that? Do you just think because like the parents go on vacation together? Yeah, they like the same.
I mean,
thing?
That's the reason.
Force you together.
I mean, yeah. Nick and I have been friends for probably 24 years now. Because when I was a year old, my parents took us to the beach with Nick when he was two, mm-hmm. and we were there for about 10 years. We went there for 10
years.
Why
didn't Cooley like Nick?
Well, Nick, to be fair. Nick has gotten better.
Cooley's
on a bell curve right now.
Wait, Cooley said that Nick was best friends with you two, mm-hmm. and then did you not like Nick when you moved?
We used to hate each other.
Why?
He bullied me.
Well,
I got bullied by a lot of people.
What? Not me.
No, not the Dells. The Dells and Nolt were my first friends, but I got bullied a lot when I was in.
Why did Nick make fun of you?
Nick, to be fair, was
a cocksucker back
for
in the day.
That's
was
a while.
Fair. Nick's not here to defend.
He's
going to
listen to this right now. So, Nick,
but I told him this to.
I told him recently that I love him. So I'm telling you right now that I love you. So this is all fair and open. But if you want to come on here and tell me how big of a piece of shit I am, come on.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
What about Earl and Nick? They used to be arch nemesis, but now they're
together. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Let's rewind. What did Nick used to do to you?
Well, I don't want to air him out.
Give me an example of something he would do to piss
you off.
Didn't
you guys, like, fight on the trampoline?
Because, let's be honest, again, I'm going to say that again.
We did fight on
you
the
guys
trampoline.
Heads like Rams.
Yeah, but it's so weird. Like, we're butt heads now. Like, we'll be in Discord arguing with each other, and then he'll be texting me, like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Like, it's so irrelevant that we even argue.
Do you think that's a guy thing?
Yeah, girls would be done when he said
it. Nick on the bell curve is the funniest thing I've heard.
Yeah. He was like, did good, and now he's spoiling a little bit.
Yeah, we got to get him back on that.
Oh, Nick!
No, he's good. He's a Pirate fan now. Yeah. He's a Pirate fan. Mm-hmm. He's spearheading the Pine Room.
And
like,
he roots for the Mountaineers sometimes.
Well, if he's betting.
He bet on them. Yeah, he likes
them. He's always a fan of going out. I'll give him that. Like not going out.
No, I love when he shows
not
up.
Not going out in bars, but like going out with us, like getting together with us.
Yeah, like a food.
Getting
a movie,
together with us. He always wants to do something with like.
Are you trying to make up for all the shit?
I'm just giving him fair credit because he's not here to defend himself. So I'm giving him credit where his credit's due. What?
Him defending himself.
Well, because this is, I mean...
No, I love tailing
we
him.
We just got done saying that he used to be a piece of shit, so I want to make sure that people know he's not a piece
out.
Of
it was
shit.
Great. It wasn't like
hear me out. What's today's date? August 6, 2024. Nick is due to hit a massive whale bet. And I'm telling him, any picks he gives me, I'm betting with him.
He said the other day that his life would be completely different because he had that one bet in that was supposed to hit for like $35,000. Yeah. He said he would have opened up a Discord. He would have gave out his bets. He would have made people pay for it, and he'd be a millionaire by now. And all because he missed
thank
that
God
one
it didn't
bet.
Happen. He'd be insufferable if he won that.
Oh my God. Well, let's play one game before we go off.
All right.
What do we want to? You want to do a? Let's do a snake draft.
Okay.
And then let's do a guess the word.
Okay. What snake draft should we do?
What's a good category?
Let's do fast food restaurants. Snake draft.
Okay. All right. Who wants to start?
How many rounds are we doing? Three?
Yeah.
Let's do
Yeah.
Okay, I've got that, my notes.
That'll
out.
Make it hard.
Cool, you want to go first? Be your honor.
Okay, I'll go first. With the number one overall pick.
Wait, how many rounds are we doing?
Three each.
Does it go my way or does it go to you?
It goes like this.
It's a snake draft.
And then right? I'll get two.
And then it goes
and then
it'll
go to Cooley. And then, wait. You wouldn't get two. Okay, you'll just get one on the back end then because we're only doing three rounds.
Yeah,
and then
we last.
Okay.
With the number one pick, Chick-fil-A.
My number one – would I be number two pick?
Yeah.
Number two pick.
Duh.
Listen.
You're done
I know it gets a lot of – listen, I know it gets a lot of hate. But man, oh man, is it there when you need it? McDonald's.
Dang it, Jubb. That's what I was going on.
It's just not my number.
Oh man. Okay, I feel like this is safe then. If I'm going to do this, I feel like a lot of people are okay with this. It'll do the job right. I'm going to go with Taco Bell.
Oh,
okay,
fucker.
That's good.
Because I feel like, and I get a second pick, right?
You get a second pick.
Bold take here. And it's not
fucking say what I think you're going to say.
It's not around a lot of people, but man, when it does, it's Raising Cane's.
Okay, that's good.
You can have all
right,
that.
Good. Good listen, she does everybody right. You don't need her a lot.
Does it start with a W?
But you see her a lot. Hot and juicy redhead, Wendy's.
Damn it. That was my next pick was Wendy's. Fuck her. I'm in between two places right now. Because it's coming down.
Do I
want to win the crowd or do I want to win this for me?
Wait, you get two picks right here, right? No, you get
this
one.
This is my last one.
This is your last one.
Wait, we're doing two.
We're doing three. Okay. Oh, did I come
back? So then it goes back
to
it's
going to come back.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Popeyes.
Good. Wow. Very good.
So I get
one? You got two heavy, chicken heavy.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. And then to round it out, Cookout.
Oh, baby.
Is that fast food?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's really good.
That's a strong really lift. Good luck.
Ooh.
Hey, I've got a controversial one that I think...
Oh, you always got something controversial.
I think if we count it as fast food, I win.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of on the fence here because I don't really know what's fast food. Like, I know there's something in my head right now, but I'm just going to throw this out here.
Wait, before you pick here, you have two bangers right now in McDonald's. Those are two heavyweights, McDonald's and Wendy's.
Oh,
you do
shit.
Have that is a good list.
Yeah.
Those are classics. That's kind of boring.
All right, I'll throw one out here. I'm kind of pissed they don't use your roller skates anymore. Oh, Sonic.
So good. Dude, there's
I was going to say Dairy Queen, but I didn't think that was...
That's not a good one either.
I'm going to say Sonic. I like my list.
All right, soup to end it off.
This is in Jubb's fast casual world. And this is... I know you're going to call it fast casual, but I'm calling it fast food. And it's a banger. So my three, Taco Bell, Raising Cane's, Chipotle.
I'd say that's fast food. I'll give you that. They have a drive-thru.
Yeah, they do.
Give you that.
They do have a drive-thru.
I'll give you that.
I don't know if I accept
Jubb, can we have one of the interns make a little graphic there and people vote on it?
Sure.
I'm going to win.
What'd you have? A recap?
Chick-fil-A, Popeye's. Cookout.
Oh boy, that's a good list.
Yeah, that's really good.
But you got the classics.
I know. I wanted McDonald's.
Listen, I got the backbone of American society.
Yeah, like this, you fattened up the entire country.
And that, listen, everybody loves me, man. That, listen, I'm like, what's a team that like everybody loves, but they're, you know,
the
Cowboys. They're okay.
You're literally the Cowboys right now.
Yeah, you're the Cowboys. Who are you, Cools? You're sneaky.
I'm
good.
Like the Chiefs.
No.
What, like these high level?
The Chiefs would
Chick-fil-A
be like,
is like top.
The Chiefs would
they
be like if you have
right
McDonald's.
Way.
Chick-fil-A. What's the next big dog?
Popeye.
No, Popeye's is corn.
I'm the Falcons.
What'd you do?
Taco Bell, Raising Cane's, Chipotle.
I'm not that sounds like ass. I don't know why.
Imagine eating all three of those one day.
That'd be a fucking mad.
Man. Well, all right. Guess word game. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Wall.
Sandwich.
Sugar sandwich.
What'd you say?
Sugar.
Sandwich.
Wall.
Oh, Jesus.
Got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Cake.
Restaurant.
Cake, restaurant, bread.
Easy.
Cake, restaurant, bread.
Guys, are you serious?
All right, let's go.
Cake, restaurant, bread?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Dessert.
Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen, dessert.
Donut.
Dairy Queen dessert donut.
Come
Three,
on.
Three, two, One. Blizzard.
What'd you say?
I said Dunkin'.
You dick.
I was thinking donuts. Fuck me.
Dude, we're
going to have it.
All right.
We're going to have to wrap this one. All right. This is going to take forever.
We tried. We took the L. Came. Wait.
Vini, Vidi, Vici. We came, we saw, we conquered.
And then.
But we didn't. I mean.
I fought. This is the one from the Night's Watch. I fought. I lost. Now I rest.
All right, everybody. Season 2, episode 2. Today's episode is sponsored by.
Raising Cane.
Today's season 2, episode 2 is sponsored by.
Valvoline.
Everybody, season 2, episode 2 is sponsored by. Blyfert's Tire Shop.
I thought you were going to say Blockbuster. We're not sponsored by any of these people. Don't sue us.
But we are by Depends.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you.